Right.
But it
Yeah,
was
they
all
didn't.
gonna be in you know, was it gonna be like, you know, Tommy Lasorda, or was it gonna be like Tony La Russa?
Just yeah, anyone with the initials TL. That's yeah, Tim Lakerson, who a name I just made up.
Tommy Lasorda would have been good. I like him.
Hello and welcome to episode 352 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Vancouver, Canada. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
It's just another day.
So nothing. The answer is nothing.
It's raining. I mean, yesterday, just to you know, brag about how amazing it is to live in British Columbia. Yesterday was about 27 degrees, clear blue skies, and just sunny. Mm-hmm. Like, felt like the middle of summer again, just for a day. Today, it's now more typical fall, rainy, cool. But we did have one last kick at the can yesterday.
Do you like the PBS channel?
No, I don't watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, I might fix that. You might not. You might not take my advice.
I don't watch TV, let's put it that way. It's come down to the point where I will watch a baseball game for three innings. I will watch a hockey game for three quarters of one period. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the TV. And then I'll watch a movie on occasion if there's something I really want to see. But yeah, I just find myself not ever turning on the TV.
Okay. Now, if you want to, I recommend, I'm watching the PBS miniseries. Now, don't spoil it for me. Don't tell me how it ends, because I'm only 8 episodes into the 10 episodes.
Okay.
Of Ken Burns' Vietnam.
Sure.
Awesome.
Okay.
Fantastic documentary. And also, part of it, there was a reason I was going to bring it up. Oh, yeah, two reasons I was going to bring it up. One, the use, like the footage they came up with. Like, some of it must be reshot, obviously, but it looks like, I can't tell if some of it was reshot on like 16 millimeter or 8 or even 8 millimeter, or if it's all actual archive footage. But the still photographs that they use in there as well, is they are amazing, just amazing. Like the photography from the time, like really great photos, great use of them. So I recommend checking it out for that. Also, it's an amazing documentary series. But in episode 8, part of the narrative was one of the guys, soldiers who went to Canada.
Okay.
He deserted and went to Canada, but he was stationed at Fort Lewis, which is out you know, by Seattle. And so he drove up and went across to Vancouver, and they showed some of the archive footage of Vancouver and driving over the Lionsgate Bridge, and in the middle of this, you know, documentary about Vietnam, I kind of felt a little homesick.
Gotcha.
I was like, Vancouver, like it looked really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then right back to the Vietnam War, so I snapped out of it pretty quickly. Yeah,
that's good.
Brought me down to earth. But if you are not watching it, I highly recommend it. I've learned a ton about something that I thought I knew enough about. Like, I'm not a Vietnam War buff.
Historian?
Yeah, I know that Rambo, like, First Blood was filmed in Hope. That much I know.
Okay.
In Hope, British Columbia.
Really? I did not know that.
Really?
No.
Oh, you've never driven over that bridge, man? We used to drive over. Every time we'd go up there, you'd drive over that bridge that he walks across at the beginning.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so that's in Hope, British Columbia. Bridge is no longer there, so you can't do it. You missed.
Okay.
I knew nothing about the Vietnam War, really, and learned an awful lot. So I highly recommend it. Amazon, if you get them, I'm sure you have to buy them right through PBS. But if not, buy them on Amazon. Buy the discs.
Sure.
And if you can, click through our site and help us out.
Or buy your photography stuff on Amazon.
Buy it all.
Yeah.
Buy everything on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I recommend. And click through our site. It helps out the show. What kind of got that fall feeling going on?
Okay.
Don't you? I guess it was 27 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, not so today's much. Really the first day where I feel like the weather is appropriate for fall.
Yeah, there's that, because we're getting there really hot. Like, I wore shorts today. Just got back from t-ball practice with the kids. I wore shorts because it's very, very hot. But in the evenings, you can start to feel that fall feeling.
Okay.
More so because baseball playoffs are coming.
Yes, that part I am interested in.
Getting jazzed about that. But also, I find that the schedule, just my schedule is just tightening up, like with the kids in school and getting a little bit older and just more stuff going on. I know you know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When the kids start to get, into the, 6, 7 years old, it's like, wait a second, I used to have way more time.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, not just with school, but everything around school, activities, mm-hmm. and yeah, weekends are packed with stuff.
They are. This weekend is a holiday here, though.
Oh, really?
Well, the Tuesday is the German reunification day.
Sure.
So Monday, most people have off, as they call it, a bridge day. Because okay. So then they have a 4-day weekend. So we're going to pop down to spend a couple days in a place called Lake Constance.
Okay.
Do you know it?
No.
No. Bodensee. It's called Bodensee in German.
Okay.
Still no. Still nothing,
no.
Huh?
No. God, don't know it.
All right. Well, exciting stuff then.
Okay. Are you going to camp or what?
No, we have friends or someone in the family has a holiday apartment down there.
Oh, okay. So you're going to use it.
We're going to use that. I was going to pop down, spend a couple nights down there, see what's okay. going on.
Okay.
Probably.
Picture or two, maybe.
Oh, just photograph the heck out of that place.
Yeah, the inside of the apartment, mostly.
Yeah, mostly that. Definitely going to focus on a lot on the fixtures. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. I shot new profile picture of my wife. She asked. She said, "Yeah, I haven't had a profile picture in a while, and would you take one of me?" And I said, "Of course, yes, like no problem." And mm-hmm. she said, like nothing complicated. We were going out, and so she had kind of like put a little bit of makeup on and mm-hmm. Done her hair, and she said, "Okay, whatever you think." And then I said, "Well, it was, I'm going to say somewhere around 5 o'clock, like early evening, but with, the sun going down much earlier, a time of the day where you're going to get decent light." The light was unfortunately far too bright in the open, but, in our complex, I can find some open shade. And so I thought, okay, let's just do a picture by the fence. I've done pictures using this fence. This is right in front of our place, bordering on someone's backyard. It's literally facing when you leave our front door. Is this
the one that you're gonna paint with the green screen?
Right. Yes, I'm gonna. Yeah, that would be awesome if I could do that.
Wasn't it these people? Remember, I said you should paint your neighbors'
yeah.
whole house and fence with the green. This yeah. would be it.
This would be it. Yeah.
Okay.
And so anyway, so I basically thought, okay, I like this fence and I can create depth. And, it's a time of day where you talked about last week how, just go shoot in front of the window and you'll get good pictures. Well, I think, in and around your house, in and around everyone's house, there's a spot where you get good light, whether it's because like a lot of the places in our complex, like they're all colored the same. Like it's a townhouse complex. So, the front is all kind of white. And so you get good bounce at certain times of the day. So at this mm-hmm. time of the day, this is a really good situation. And I know that from years in the past. And so, I basically realized real quickly, okay, I do not need to set up any lights. Here's a good spot. Mm-hmm. And the light falls off really nicely. And then I can use the angle of the fence to create depth in the photo, and it's just, this is a 3-second stand here. Now it's just about getting a smile that she's happy with, not one that I'm happy with, because this is meant to be a profile picture. So one that she's happy with. So I probably snapped off, I don't know, I'm going to say 10 photos, and then we just, they all look basically the same, but just the slight difference in, you know, her tilt of her head and her smile. And then we just basically went through, and I knew in the 10 photos, I'm like, we could stop. This is shooting fish in the barrel. This is easy. We can stop at any point. So we took our 10, and then she just said, yep, that one. And I said, okay, done. And then, you know, the photo I'm sent to you is the 4x6. Pretty straight out of camera, other than just color adjustment, and then I just cropped it for Instagram as more square crop, because I didn't want it to pick the crop. So that's it. Sure. Done. Easy.
Keep it simple in your complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, like window light, I think everybody should look for this place in and around their house for outside. Like it's so superior in so many ways to setting up the five lights. Like I like the cool factor of setting up lights, and I like achieving something that I know my friends or family can't achieve.
Snob.
But yeah, exactly. That's the snob part. But I, for my own sanity, I love the fact that this can be done in 3 seconds. And I mean, if I'm comparing head to head, I honestly, most of the time, I like the natural light better. I like, you know, the little flickers of light in the background, like the little bokeh that where you can see light leaking through somewhere. You can't reproduce that, or you can't reproduce that without hours of hassle and energy. This is just there, and so go grab it. So there's my advice to everybody, is find that spot, like find that whatever that spot, whether it's by the window or whether there's an outside spot, find it and utilize it.
See, I grapple with this a lot because, I mean, I like to shoot this way myself. And by that, I mean pictures of your wife.
Right.
But, no, I like to shoot this method, like this, to keep it simple, not even look for the light, know where it's going to be. Like,
right.
Like, you had this in mind ahead of time. You didn't look out and say, oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it's like, oh, this is my go-to spot. I know it's going to be good here at this hour. So that's the legwork that you've done. So it is simple, but you've done work ahead of time to get here, to make it simple.
Right.
And so, but I grapple with this because if I'm taking someone's picture, like someone wants a nice, you know, like a profile picture, like that's not your wife, let's say, or my wife or whoever, like someone's hired you to do this. Part of me wants to, you know, sweat a little bit just to show them that I'm earning their money.
Yeah, I know that's absolutely true. It is. Yeah. But you bring an umbrella.
Yeah, bring it. Just hold this. Don't even put it on a flash and just go, yeah. Hold this. And then walk around with a light meter that doesn't work. Maybe bust off a few push-ups and a couple sit-ups and then snap the simple photo.
Right.
But that's kind of how it people trust you. Trust me at this point. I'm sure they trust you that you know what you're doing and you can't just walk out there. Because they're not going to walk out with their iPhone and snap the photo like this.
Right.
Like they could.
Yeah.
About once a month or once every 2 months, I post a picture on my personal Facebook of my kids, of course. What else do I shoot? That is just, it's always amazing light. Like it's just really, really great light, but it's window light.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And so I always post it and say, oh, window light. I love window light. Do yourself a favor. Shoot by the window. And what I'm saying is not like, oh boy, look at me and my light. Aren't I the best? My point is, hey guys, you can do something like this with your iPhone. Almost. You can almost do this with your iPhone if you go to the window.
Yeah.
Or in this case, the open shade.
Right.
All right. So I will follow her on Twitter based on this.
Picture. We talked a bit about last week about just gear. And the gear really does make a difference here. This is a photo that if I took the same photo, yes, the light is nice and I'd get a usable image with my iPhone. But, you know, the depth of field, this is the 85 mil lens, like it really does add to the image. So I think it's a good situation, but this is where the gear really, it does make a difference.
Although I haven't had time to try it or opportunity yet, people seem to love the fake bokeh thing on the new iPhone. Okay,
yeah, I haven't seen much from it. So I
just so you know, we're not snobbing that.
My iPhone, the iPhone 5S or whatever I have, can't do this.
Right.
Yeah.
My rotary phone that's sitting on my desk over there can do it, ironically, from 1978.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty low res, though, like 2 megapixels. So, yeah, not going to bother. All right, challenge photo. The challenge photo, the topic this week is our challenge photo, is the monthly challenge for September, which was, remind us?
Light painting.
Oh, light painting. That's right.
Yeah.
We got some submissions, man.
I know. I actually looked because I wanted to see if there was going to be any, and I was pretty amazed and impressed that as many people participated.
I think there was one duplicate.
Oh, is there?
I think there's
one who did two different photos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but other that's than that, fine. So eight people, 9 submissions.
That's better than we've had in the past and on a much more, I don't know, let's say a niche photographic subject.
Yeah, we could say a niche would work. Yeah. Niche is a good description of it.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. Let's dive in and check out the submissions this week. All right.
Do we start with ours or do we go to the I don't know, how did
we finish strong. We finished strong.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you finished strong. All right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what that means. Do we start with it? Yeah. No, we'll go with the submissions first.
Okay. I've seen them all in advance. I've seen these.
Oh, like before today?
Yeah. Last night I looked, I went through all of them. So I'm in the know here.
Jeepers. Yeah. Okay. So Doofus Photography. He's the one who published, who submitted twice.
Okay.
But we're going to go, hey, we're going through them. If you took the time to do light painting. Now, I didn't check in the last hour. So if somebody submitted in the last hour, I'm sorry. We're recording this at the very end of the month. So if you submitted on the 29th or the 30th, we might have missed you.
Okay.
Sorry. If that's the case, I will definitely, any late submissions, especially in this category, we will mention you next week.
Okay.
But in the running. So, Doofus Photography's got a picture of what looks to me like Frisbee golf.
Yeah, or what do they call it?
Frisbee golf.
No, I think they call
it... I just said it out loud.
Frolf. Frolf is the...
That's Costanza.
No, that's what they call it. People call it Frolf, which is weird, but I swear, I've never heard... I mean, when I was 11 in Ontario, that's what it was referred to as Frisbee golf.
I'm seeing a hashtag of Frolf right there.
Oh, yes. It does also say Frisbee golf.
And disc golf,
yeah.
And disco LLF life,
yeah. Disco. I've never played this. Have you played this?
No. No, I've not. I have something we call self-esteem.
No, there is a shop. There is a shop. Okay, now just this little aside.
You teed me up. You teed me up on that one.
There was a little shop that used to be down in Kitsilano. This is now local Vancouver geography. But there's this little shop that sold all of, like, almost like golf. There's different frisbees for, like, you know, essentially like your driver, and like, yeah, they're heavier weighted, and so you can throw them a lot, like, further on a low trajectory, and then there's lighter discs, and they're all balanced so that you kind of, like, your set of clubs, you have your set of discs. And no, it's legitimately a sport.
How do you go into the bank with that business plan and go, all right, here's the why I need the loan?
I don't think they're still there. That's the other
shocking
thing.
Shocking.
But they weren't just disc golf store. They were like disc golf plus soccer plus maybe some other niche sport.
I'm assuming Ultimate would have been in there too.
Yeah, they had like the full regulation kind of frisbees, and I think that's what I bought. I bought a real, like a Ultimate Frisbee disc. I wanted a real frisbee that was like, you know, full weight and all that. And I bought it at that store.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, still have it.
Okay, so it lasts. That's the key. It's gonna a generational thing. It's gonna go.
Sure.
Your grandkids are gonna huck that real frisbee around.
Yeah.
Whereas my kids will be on their 9th whammo by the time they. End of this podcast.
Right. Let's cut to the chase about the light painting.
Well, no, I want to backtrack on making fun of frisbee golf for a second, because
this is going to be a 4-hour episode.
No,
let's tune it up a little.
No,
my wife
asked me the other day here in Germany, where she said, "Have you ever played frisbee golf?" And I said, "I believe it's called Frolf." That's Frolf. And so apparently there's a frisbee golf course around here.
Okay.
Like around my neck of the woods. I'll never find it. I'm not going to go. That just doesn't seem like a thing. So anyways. All right. So let's take a look at this. I like it. I mean, obviously, it, if you take the time to do light painting, we're going to like it. That's my tip.
Okay, yeah. So wait a second here. What do you think?
Okay.
Like, they got an LED kind of frisbee or something?
Oh, yeah. It says light painting with discs.
Well, it has to. Based on we're looking at where they started, it looks like this is probably someone's, you know, set up a camera obviously near the target.
Is there Night Frolf?
What's that?
This must be Night Frolf.
I guess so. I don't know.
Do they have? Well, I'm looking at the light on the Frolf.
Yeah, it's lit. It's unless someone put a flash down there or something.
That looks like it. That looks. Perhaps he did, but it looks like it's lit from underneath, as if it's tough to get a Frolf time in the day, so you have to have Night Frolf. It's that popular in Utah. Yeah. That maybe you have to Night Frolf.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I was night putting one time. No, that's a Caddyshack joke, but.
I feel like that has to be their own light because that's not how you would probably, you know, do outdoor Frolf lighting.
You would actually have LEDs on the thing.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
I think you'd light it from underneath and you could fire it. But I don't see any other ones lit, so I don't know how big this is. This like a par five? I don't know.
Good picture. Let's
it is
move
good.
Along.
I'm going to say there's an LED on the frisbee, and then. Because it looks like an LED because of the dots.
And also in the other one, in the background, it's changing color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that
I think there's more than one. I'm guessing there's more than one.
Oh, yeah. I think they've like two or three people have thrown, and they just set it for a long time interval.
Gotcha.
That's my guess, right. But we'll
find
out.
Cool, that's a
we'll
cool
get to the
use
bottom
of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Light painting. Awesome.
Good. Yeah. The next one I think is my favorite.
The next one... Oh, definitely my favorite. I actually, yeah. I don't know if you pulled this before. Last night, I commented on this, and I never comment on photos. Like,
oh,
literally,
I just see it now. I didn't see.
Okay, so like maybe once a year, I make a comment on a photo.
Jeez,
on
you're a wordsmith,
man. And
I really like this picture.
I love. No, there's more to it than that.
Did you write? Well, I only. Okay, I didn't scroll down then.
Keep going.
Anything.
Yeah, you
well,
didn't.
I can't.
You cut
I did
it
a
off.
Screen. No, I did a screen capture, so all I can see is. I really like this picture.
No, I went on. There's like at least three or four sentences. I can't pull it up right now, but if you go back to the image, scroll down. There's this, and I even said I never comment on photos. That's how much I like this. I really like this photo, and partly I said it really just strikes a chord with me, and I think it's because it's you know kind of reminds me of my daughter and how they play and at this age, and it's just a really good photo. It looks. Mm-hmm. Has an air of mystery. I like how the light falls off. And then he made the comment, you know, the sort of little bit of self-deprecating comment about, you know, be better if he had a smoke machine. And I said, no, it doesn't need anything else. It's just good. It's just good the way it is. And I love when someone, you know, takes a great photo like this and then and then criticizes themselves, you know. Like,
you
hey,
know what's awesome?
What?
Oh, my goodness. I swear to you, I did not. I saw this picture a couple days ago, did not see that you commented on it.
I just did last night. I just commented
okay,
last night.
Okay, so I saw a couple days ago, but, okay, A, didn't see that you commented on it. B, sorry, Jason, did not have time to actually read anything he wrote. I kind of breezed through it. So I did not know about the smoke machine.
Yeah.
Did not know that you commented on it about, I really like this picture, great job. I hardly ever leave comments, but this one strikes a chord with me. No smoke machine needed. Smash cut to, a little bit later in the show when I reveal mine, I use a smoke machine.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
I promise I didn't know. So one of us is going to get zinged. Me or Jason Evans is going to get zinged, and it's not going to be Jason Evans.
Yeah, so there you go. So, Jason, good. Well done. I definitely chose this as my favorite. You win the challenge this week.
Yeah. Good night. Drive safe.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to talk about anyone else's.
Yeah. The next one, we'll go to the next one, and my comment on the – it's also doofus photography. Not as good as Jason's. So, there you go.
There you go.
These are discs. Okay.
Yeah.
These are discs being thrown at – oh, but now it's lit differently, though.
That's what I'm looking at. So for sure, it's his own lighting. There's no
night
disc golf.
You did your homework, man. I didn't do my homework.
What do you mean?
Well, you did your homework. You always. I didn't even compare these two pictures.
Oh no, I didn't either. I'm just looking at it now. No, same thing. Okay. I didn't realize until right now. But now we can be sure that it's lit by his own devices.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. Still a cool use of it.
Yeah, and still discs frisbee.
All right. So Gustav, who says I am pronouncing his name properly, but that one I did read.
Gustav Siren.
Yeah. When it's about me, I read them.
Okay. Yeah. For the two hosers monthly challenge.
Yeah. But, okay. But we struggled with pronouncing his name last month.
Okay.
And apparently we nailed it.
Right.
By accident.
Okay.
I knew. I was looking at this picture. I knew it was. I knew it was taken in Kvalishtit. Like just by this with the traffic, just the traffic patterns, I could tell. It's like, oh yeah, this just reminds me of Kvalishtit.
I like it. I like the composition. So I mean, we know what this is. This is, you know, clearly, you know, the lights on cars going in both directions. But mm-hmm. I like the composition. I like the only thing that for me this would go from a good photo to a great photo if there was more exposure on the background. Like if there was more detail. Like it's too dark in terms of the city lights. Like I like it when you can see more. Almost as much as I don't love HDR, the HDR effect in this kind of photo would probably really sing. What say you?
Well, in all fairness to Gustav, this was probably snapped at noon in January in Sweden, where it is this dark.
Okay.
No, it's not that. I mean, I would agree with you. Like to sort of maybe see some stars or something like that in the night sky or whatever it is you could pull out of there. Also, on a technicality, I don't know that this is light painting.
Mm-hmm. I still think. I mean, I think it's open to interpretation. I think.
I'm interpreting that it's going to be light painting. I was just testing the waters to see what everybody else thought.
No, I'm good with this being light painting. I think it's very much open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it is. I suppose it is. Not what we had in mind, but in the vein of what the other photos are, it's pretty much similar.
Yeah.
So you just have a bunch of unwitting participants painting light for you. Hot move. Hot move.
Exactly.
All right. Like it. Next one. Oh, there's the stars. There you go. With link shoots in the Alta ski area. Again, back in Utah. So just... Link shoots. Do you and Doofus know each other? That's what I want to find out.
Maybe they're in the same photography club, and you know they
Frolf,
both
the Frolf team.
Yeah, they're on the Utah State Frolf team. But they you know get together and collaborate about how they're going to do their two hosers photo challenges.
I imagine they get together every Monday and just listen to the show together.
Yeah, with one of those earbuds, one in each ear.
Yep, no question. I recorded it to a tape this week, and we're just gonna listen to it on my Sony Walkman. And when it gets to the end, it'll auto reverse. It'll just play back the other way. So we'll get the important stuff.
I really like this one. I had only seen it on my phone, and it didn't do it justice.
Right.
And so now looking at a much bigger shot of it and the details, it's really good.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's just a dim LED light, he says, is what's illuminating his, I guess, green jacket. That's a green jacket, right?
I would assume so.
Wow. You know I have issues. But okay. It could be gray for all I know. But
no, it's kind of green and white.
All right. So, that looks really cool. I like the use there. So I'm guessing the light was just stationary and then the subject moved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different kind of light painting. I moved the lights around, as did you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's kind of what we thought about. So, and the next one from JC Russo, he moved the lights around.
Yeah,
and but the subject is two of his favorite film cameras, also two of my favorites. I have a couple of the Canonettes. Although not this one, not this exact model, but I have a couple of different models. Love that camera. And don't have the Rollei Flex. Don't have my, I would like my own, but they're a little more expensive here than I would like. finding them used. People seem to like them.
Right.
And so they cost a little more than I would care to pay. I think our friend Amber Hughes has one, though, or a number of them, actually.
Okay.
So have you ever seen those? You must have seen at her house, maybe, that one time. No. We were there for 15 minutes.
No, I did not.
Those ones, you look down, like you look, seeing the top of the camera, you look down and shoot from above.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That looks cool. This technique, so I'm guessing based on his description, because I tried this once upon a time. I can't remember the context of what I took a photo of, but it might have been a portrait. It might have been camera gear where this is probably a couple years ago, where I used the iPad and then I basically picked a color scheme. I think I used purple stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And then used the iPad to illuminate the background, and then you light the cameras or where your subject or whatever was something else. I think I might have done it with a picture of my sister-in-law. And again, in a challenge, I can't remember what the context of the challenge was. I don't think it was light painting, but basically just slid the purple lights again, you know, across the background and then popped a flash to light the subject. And mm-hmm. It looks like that's what he's done, but just with an iPhone. So,
right.
Yeah, it's cool. The only, problem I have with this picture in terms of the light painting is that I don't love the top, like the bottom streak to me is pretty good. The top one and the way it goes out of focus and that it's not straight, I don't know, I find it a little bit disturbing looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
now
feel?
I do. Well, I didn't.
What, yeah. Okay, you didn't. Okay, that's, and again, the reason
now I can't
that
look
is,
away.
Is no, but I think that if you, I was thinking if you put it on something like, I don't know, a skateboard and then rolled it across, like if, or, you know, not that you'd go out and get one of these if you didn't have another use for it, but you know how they have those little dollies where you can slide it straight across. To me, that would be a much more pleasing background. Right. Than when the, for this, because if you think about it, you're using it sort of a product photo shot and mm-hmm. the background shouldn't be distracting from the image. And so in this case, if it was all like the light is behind the first camera, the Canon camera, then it's not distracting at all, and it just kind of mm-hmm. looks cool. But when it goes around the top of that other camera and bends and goes out of focus, and there's just too much going on there for me for how this was utilized. So there's my takeaway is, you know, if you're going to do that, if it's going to be a cool product shot, then I would try to keep that light consistent.
This does contain my favorite hashtag, though.
What's that?
Well, it says hashtag don't let Adam choose anymore.
I didn't notice yeah. that.
So that's
awesome.
So all of a sudden,
favorite photo.
Yeah, Jason, sorry. The hashtag wins.
Yeah.
I haven't clicked on it yet. I want to click on that and see if there's anything else on the Instagram that has that hashtag.
That'd be awesome. 3,000 photos.
Yeah, a lot of biblical stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good awesome. Times. All right. Well, so, now I job. Take it all back, Jason, because that's pretty
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Not Jason, just JC.
Okay, JC.
Right. All right. Then we got Robertson Photography, who seems to have light painted some massive, massive machines.
Yeah.
Heavy equipment.
I see that. Those are some big, big machines. Yeah.
So he said he had some help from his buddy, Cali Visionist, I'm guessing is how you pronounce that.
Okay.
So I really don't know. Is this all painted with light? It must be. How much is painted?
Either.
How yeah. much is painted on? And if so, and if it was one guy, I mean, I suppose two of them could have painted at the same time, and then like each one painted one of the other. One of the trucks, one of the what are those? I don't know. Tractors?
Yeah, Gradles. Tractors, sure. I'm not a machinist.
It's a snowplow on that one side there. Yeah. So yeah, impressive nonetheless.
Yeah, cool. And again, just cool looking.
It is definitely cool looking. All right, then we got Heather W1.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I'm not sure how the light is being painted here.
I don't know either. I think,
oh,
again,
you know
this
what
is...
I just thought, you know, before I'd say anything, I think I'm just noticing at the bottom of the screen there's the multiple images. I don't think we clicked on all of them. I didn't grab all the images.
Okay.
So there might be more.
Okay, I think that's also potentially open to interpretation in terms of the term light painting, meaning like this is kind of what nature has made a light painting. You know what I mean? When I looked at this, I was just thinking, okay, I don't think this was how we were thinking of light painting in terms of taking a light and sort of, again, creating a painting with a light. This is just nature's light painting.
Okay.
Again, that's kind of what I thought, is that maybe that was the interpretation.
Okay, I'm just clicking through the other ones. She seems to have done some painting on the fence.
Oh, okay. I don't see some of them.
Yeah, you have to click through on the actual Instagram and see. So I this one's kind of on me for not doing my.
Okay, we'll blame you. Let's you. Yeah, Heather. Like the photo, not sure if the one Al posted is light painting.
Right. I think that one might be. Okay. And the last one comes from Roger Dahlman, and this is Niagara Falls. Now, you must have seen this living in Etobicoke or wherever you grew up.
Markham. I've been to Niagara Falls many times, never seen this.
Really?
No.
I've never been to Niagara Falls one time.
Yeah.
One time in my life, I believe I was 10 years old, and either I saw this or it was a long time ago, and I just think I did.
I never saw this, but I also never saw Niagara Falls at night.
Hang on a second. I'm going to backtrack and say that I absolutely did not see this, but while I was there, again, this was 1985, so I was 11, and I bought a postcard probably as a souvenir, as you do when you're 11, and I bought the one that was painted up at night with the lights.
Okay.
And now that I'm finishing that story, I'm realizing that is also a lie. And the actual story now, this is some repressed memories about waterfalling, I'll tell you that, because it was. I did see the water being painted with light at Grand Coulee Dam that's Washington State, I think.
Sure.
Or is it Oregon? I don't actually know now.
I have no idea. I have no clue.
Somebody in the Oregon or Washington area, you can just you go ahead and let us. Or anybody with something called Google, you could probably just let us know. I'm pretty sure it was Grand Coulee Dam that they would light up at night. And I saw that. It's nowhere near Niagara Falls. about a 6-day drive from Niagara Falls.
Great.
I'm going to go take a nap.
This is a really good photo, though. And like he says, just something that was there, like didn't have to do anything, just basically captured it. But really, really nice looking photo.
Right. Didn't kind of drop the ball on the hashtags, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't make fun of you.
Yeah.
So there's that. No, I do like it. I like the depth. I like how the light just keeps going forever off into the distance.
Yeah, I really like, again, this was probably where I was thinking of my critique of that other long exposure photo with the traffic. When I looked at this, this is more what I wanted to see, more of the city and more of the lights. This one captures it sort of exactly what you like. The city lights really lend to the photo.
But also, now just to nitpick, having been to Niagara Falls, and there's two Niagara Falls essentially side by side, the American and the Canadian side.
Yeah.
Which is the better, the photographically and just in general? What's the better looking side?
I don't know. I've never kind of compared them, so I've only been from one side. Yeah, I've only ever been from the Canadian side.
But you can see both. You can see both. You sit there, you look there, and just turn your head a little bit and go, "All right, well, that's where Superman 2 was filmed." And then that's the kind of the Rocky American side, and there's the big Horseshoe Falls. That's the Canadian side.
To be honest, it's been so long, I can't really remember, to tell you the truth.
All right. Well, glad I nitpicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What do you prefer?
Oh, it's the horseshoe. Everyone likes the horseshoe. That's when you think of Niagara Falls, you think of the horseshoe side.
Okay. And that's the big rock. Like it, I feel like the falls, the way I recall it anyways, is that you're not looking down this much. I don't know what this vantage point is.
I'm assuming he's in the CN Tower.
Oh, okay. That could be it.
Nuts in Toronto, man. I'm just joking.
No. I'm just thinking he must be like, I don't remember the elevation being like this. Like, I remember looking more directly at Niagara Falls as opposed to this far down. I almost feel like it's in a helicopter. Like, why is it this steep? So I'm perplexed. Again, my memories of Niagara Falls are now 30 years probably. So I'm just over 40. I was probably 10 the last time I saw this. This is in no way, like, when I looked at this.
Were
this
we there not, on the same day?
I don't know. This did not scream Niagara Falls to me. It just doesn't.
And, really?
Yeah, but maybe I'm also thinking of Superman too, and just the kid that's kind of like, you know, turned around backwards in that vantage point.
Right.
Because he's good looking point. Almost straight at the falls, right?
On the off the observation deck. So this yeah, must be somewhere else. This must be in like a hotel or something.
Something, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's get to the bottom of that too, Roger. Let's find out where you were. Not in the CN Tower.
No, if so, that's a really great lens.
Yeah.
That's an impressive, Yeah, it's a 10,000 mil lens.
Yeah,
it's on the U2 spy plane. Wonderful. Sure. All right, so thanks to everybody for their submissions. We actually were both very, very surprised that anybody...
Good challenge. Good call on the challenge.
Yeah, you nailed it. Honestly, just nailed it. That's where we're going to repeat it because popular demand.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again next
week. No, our listeners rose to the occasion, which means whatever challenge you issue that should be just kind of like very simplistic, if it could be shot with anything, anytime, we should get at least 30, right? We should be up to 30 submissions.
I think there's some sort of a paradox going on.
I feel like it's the same people who always post.
I think it's the some people who have something to prove this week.
Okay.
Maybe. Good for them. I really appreciate that you did. All right, let's have a look at ours. You want to go first or second?
I don't care.
Okay, you go first because I have three. Okay. And they all tie together. I have one, really, but I wanted to. So, all right, this is your wife's other profile pic.
Yeah, no, actually, she was going to replace the first pick with this. She liked this photo that much.
Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
This is they're called spin balls. This is like a, you know what poi are, P-O-I?
Poi?
I don't know how you say it.
Point. Like, it stands for point of interest.
No, it's not that. It's like a, I guess it's like a New Zealander kind of I don't know, you do tricks with them. There's two of them and you basically do all kinds of little tricks where you spin them.
So it's like those people who do the fire show but with no fire.
Yeah and they spin them in all different kind of tricks, and I tried to learn a few of the tricks. It's
so you have
hard.
Two of them and you kind of spin like helicopter kind of thing.
Yeah, and there's all different kind of moves and that you can do with them, but these ones are basically, they're soft on the outside, and then they've got a whole bunch of LEDs on the inside.
But so then, it's like the safe fire version one.
Yeah, yeah. And so and it's just basically on a string, and you can change the length of the string to whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And and then there's different lighting patterns. So you can get it to go solid, whatever color you want. You can get it. There's a mode that kind of makes it look like fire. And again, anything in between. So there's 10 different kind of lighting modes. So it's got a little LED lights on the inside, and it's pretty cool. And what I had envisioned before I took this photo was I really wanted to go to the skate park with all the graffiti in the background and do a photo, like, again, of this sort of like a portrait where I could, you know, do a long exposure and get sort of a cool light on the graffiti and then get someone just standing in place and spinning it around. I wanted it to be a portrait, but I didn't want the light to be overriding. Like, if I did a sort of a figure eight kind of move, I just thought, okay, I'm not even going to really know what the subject is. And so I thought I could make just, you know, basically circles, because this is really easy. On the end of a cord, you can spin it in place, and as long as the person stays relatively still, if I pop a flash, I'm going to be able to get that light trail basically tracing itself over and over on itself. So right. That was my idea, and then nobody wanted to participate, of course, because that would involve going out of the house. So then I said, okay, how about I just do it in the bedroom against a blue wall, and here we are. So my wife agreed to participate. She kind of leaned against the wall so she could stay real still, and then she basically would start spinning the poi or poi or whatever you call it in place, and then I used a flash in the gridded softbox just kind of – because I wanted to get a spotlight effect on this, and so That's all it was, is 6 second exposure at about a, I think it's an F11, and right. I need a lot of flash power to basically get Illuminator when it's an F11 and an ISO 100. So
right.
I don't know what I ended up with, maybe half power or something, because it's gridded too. So you gridded softbox, you're killing a lot of light that way. But mm-hmm. yeah, I just liked the effect, and it turned out to be kind of what I was looking for.
It is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. And using the flash in addition to the light painting was a hot move. I say that because I accidentally did the same thing.
Okay, all right.
I ended up doing almost the same thing. So I'll go ahead and show you mine's the one that does say just the challenge, Alan. So like the sort of the horizontal image.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm submitting, because, yeah. So this is the one. This was the first one. It's my daughter dancing around, also inside, because, you know, left it to the last possible day, as always.
Yeah.
I was trying to rack my brain, thinking, you know, like, what can I do that's going to be interesting? And turns out, nothing. but just before my daughter went to bed last night, I said, okay, we got to go downstairs and take this picture. And I thought, much like Jason thought, he's like, you know what? Smoke is the way, man. Smoke is the answer to this question. And so I went out there. I got the smoke machine out and just fired it up. And I think this is the first one I shot with the smoke, so you can still see that there's a little bit of texture to the smoke.
Yeah,
not a ton, but there's a little bit. So it hasn't dissipated and like spread around entirely. So it's a little bit of that, and just had my daughter run around with a couple of LED headlamps. At first, I tried having her wear the headlamp and then dance around, but it was a 15-second exposure, and she just got dizzy and would kind of fall in the dark. And so I thought that was not a good way to go.
Right.
So I ended up having her hold. She held one red one and one white one in her hands, and then danced around and back and forth and made those swirly shapes. And then I actually stood behind her. So I would trip the flash, or trip the shutter, which was a 15-second exposure. And then I would just kind of walk in behind her as she was dancing around. And at one point during, I'd fire off the strobe at full power, on full zoom, right behind her. Because I think I was at an F22. So like you said, F22, ISO 100, you need a lot of flash just to register.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to shoot from behind with the smoke, light the smoke up and hit her. And so you would get a little hint of what's going on. You could see her hair and whatnot. And so if you dug deep, you could kind of figure out what was going on, but it wasn't super obvious.
Right.
And that's the one I kept. And this was the first one. And I had a great idea. I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get her just making a couple circles. And I'm going to shoot this, and I'm going to fire the flash off directly behind her. And, dude, it is going to look like wings. And then the first one, it did not look like wings because it's in front of her.
Right.
Right? So she's facing the camera and spinning around and like, all right, well, that's fine. What if you turn around, put your back to the camera? We won't know it's your back because it's just a silhouette. You point the lights backwards. Now it's two white lights she's holding. You yeah. point them backwards and spin them around, and then they'll basically go behind her chest, but they will look like wings. And that was the version 2, and it does not look like wings at all.
It looked enough that I knew what you were trying to do.
Yeah,
because I thought right away, I was like, oh, it's trying to make like a butterfly.
Well, the first one was like, all right, well, she has big ears. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Or maybe that wasn't the first one. That was one of the ones I cut, because she just did small circles, and I thought, okay, now she just looks like Dumbo.
Yeah.
And so that wasn't doing it. So, it's okay. I don't know if there might be a way to make this actually be a real thing.
Yeah. You should have done what, was it Jason did?
And not smoke it up?
Well, just do whatever he did, because his is awesome.
I'll just hashtag it like JC did, and I'll save it. But at this point, as you can, but the other thing is, you can see the smoke has just really thick. So there's zero texture to the smoke,
right?
Like it's just like a mist now. So I kind of like the smoke when you can sort of see the smoke before it gets too out of hand.
And how come? Like, were there anywhere you actually attempted to light her?
Yeah, but the smoke was so thick that it didn't matter. Like, I'd light her from the front, and then it would just blow out because the basically the rec room was just, it was crazy filled with smoke.
Gotcha.
So not possible.
So there you go, Jason. Don't think smoke is better.
It could have been used to better effect. Just I did not. Like, it wasn't like I need to tweak this a little bit. It's a completely different approach to it. I think smoke has its place in light painting. I did not prove that fact.
Right.
That's how I feel.
And another thing that, I mean, there's nothing to do with your photos. This is going back, I like to talk about myself a little bit.
Right.
One of my favorite moves in just a simple, quick portrait where you're going to do lighting is this move of along the wall. Like, rather than shoot, like, I mean, a lot, I see so many people just basically back to the wall and they shoot their photo of their kid or whatever just because they feel like it's easy. And it's almost like getting a paper roll, which it really isn't.
Right.
But going sort of three-quarter sort of along the wall for a bit of depth and then throwing that light just in front so you get that fall off. Just a good, simple, one-light move that, I mean, one of my favorites. And so just talking about easy, simple techniques, if you've got one light, do that. Like, you need to be able to, I mean, the grid helps because then you can get that sort of light where you want it and you can get that real nice drop-off. But when you angle to the wall and you mix that feather the light in front move, it really looks cool. Like, it's just so easy and something that anybody can do with one light, and you can even snoot it to get that effect with the,
especially if you add way too much smoke.
Yes, that's helpful as well.
Do that. All right. Photo challenge for next month, for October, obviously we're going to do fall colors.
Okay. All right. Everyone can do that. We should get at least 400 participants in that. We're going to have to make that six episode mini series.
If here's what's going to happen, we will pick. Now, this just sounds like this sounds terrible. We're not, cuz if I say this, we're not going to get no one's going to submit. We're going to pick our top 10 favorite ones. So if we do get
Jason
more,
gets like an exemption, like he's in. Like, you won. You won this month's photo challenge. I think you get an automatic exemption. You're in. Yeah,
Jason and JC for the best hashtag.
you're in.
If you both submit a black and white photo of your foot, you'll get in the fall colors one. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Adam. But if we do get a whole bunch, which I hope we do, we won't have time to go through them all. But so we'll pick our
So make yours good is what we're saying.
What I will promise, though, if we don't pick yours, we will rattle your name off really quickly on the show.
Okay, for participating. Okay. Like a participation ribbon that they give at the track meets.
You almost said participation.
Yeah, that's an Ontario thing, isn't it?
I think Canada-wide.
Okay.
I think so. Ah, I could tell that was coming out of your mouth.
It was like, participation, get into the action.
All right. Fall colors is October. And we need a challenge for next week, and this week coming up is Thanksgiving, Canada Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right? So I figured, you know, we'll be in the kitchen. So in the kitchen, that's the challenge for next week.
Okay.
All right. Now my show notes tell me to the next part is the Wesbites, which I think I'm looking at it now is probably a typo, and it should say website. So people, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find my stuff at AlanAtridge.com, two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.